I love it. Thank you, John.
All right, we're on record.
Thank you. I see Vicky's there somewhere.
Okay.
Howard and Annalisa. Yes.
Yes.
Hi, John.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi. Miriam.
Miriam's here with us. Come to person.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
I just want to cancel this.
Okay. Who's that? There's Vicky. Hey, Vicky.
Hello.
There.
Hi, Carol.
Carol.
Hi, everyone.
Oh, hello.
Hello. Hi, Carol.
Hello, South Africa.
Hello, Canada. Looking good.
I'll offer you coffee. You got it. Come sit there. Just thank you.
Hey, I know you folks.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
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 I'm Marilyn.
Nadja.
Hi. Hi, Vicky. Hi.
Hi, Ruth.
Hello, Irena.
Hi, Vicky.
Howard and Annalisa.
Howard.
Oh, Michelle.
Hi, Ruth. Nadia and John and Michelle.
Wow, look at us. Aren't we great all together?
We are.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi, this is Diana from Sunrise on the phone.
Hi.
Hello, Diana.
Diana.
Oh, there's Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Wow.
Carol?
You were all talking before I arrived, so I guess I hope I'm not the one that talking.
No, no.
We're just greeting. Happy to see one another.
Including you, Michelle. Nice to see you. Very nice. Very good to see you.
Thank you. It's the same here. Thanks.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello. Hi, lovely voice.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. This is Greta here.
I don't know.
Australian number, anyway.
It might be Rita. Rita.
Is that
yes,
you, Rita?
It's Rita here.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Rita, how are you?
Yeah, we recognized your phone number. Mm. There you go.
Oh, what's that?
Rita.
Yeah. On the phone. I might have got a cold or what is going on. No, thank you. Oh no, I'm quite clear. I've got a cold.
Well, I don't do
no
idea what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Howard, how's the weather in South Africa?
I don't like
it. It's pretty hot right now, Michelle. We're in the middle of summer. It's dry, it's hot, and sometimes a bit windy. Beautiful days.
Great.
Yeah.
Australian number. Mm-hmm.
Not the Andrew's number, then.
No.
Right, it's Jules Riverdale.
So it's Jules.
Yeah. Hi.
Hello, Jules. Welcome. Good morning, Jules. Well done.
Ooh. We've got noises.
You can always mute yourself, maybe.
No, okay.
Only, yeah.
Put it on mute.
Yep.
Yep.
I hope that wasn't from me. This is Dolores, or Kiki, in Lockport, New York.
Hi, Dolores.
Just joining you. Just joining you. Hello.
I know we
are. Hi, hello.
Welcome, welcome.
Yes, everybody just chatting in a moment.
So there's a big ice storm in the Fraser Valley here in British Columbia, and Hugh is hoping to get online with his phone because the electricity is not working. So I'm going to just wait a few minutes to see if he can get on board. And if not, we will proceed.
Great.
Yes.
Thank you.
Marilyn, I'm going to send him another invite that might help him out a little bit.
Right. Well, if he doesn't have electricity, he's just working with one phone that doesn't require electricity, so it's right. A very interesting situation.
This is Bob Ewing.
Oh, good. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I'm on
good morning, Bob.
Hello. I'm on a landline, and I'm trying to switch to another phone, but I think this will work anyway.
Yeah, you're very clear.
Very clear.
Or is it 7 7 8 or so? That might be.
Hello, this is Hugh Duff speaking.
Oh, great.
Oh, hello, Hugh.
Welcome, Hugh.
Thank you. Welcome. Marilyn, whereabouts are you in the call?
Well, we were just waiting for you, just giving you another minute, and here you are. So welcome, welcome.
Thank you for giving me the time. We're working with a lot of ice here, an ice storm. And our phones, so I'm on a cell phone. So, aside, we should get to it. And welcome to you all. It is such a thrill to have Cape Town and Gawler on the phone at the same time.
Yeah.
That is perfect. So, welcome to this call. And where else should we start but a check-in? So what I would propose would be that we start in British Columbia. I've never seen anyone pull off this seamlessly, but I'm sure we're going to pull it off one way or the other. So start in British Columbia, then we'll go to Hawaii, then to Australia, then to Cape Town, then to Europe, and then to the United States, and then to Sunrise Ranch. And Irena, you're part of Europe.
Thank you.
What about out here in the east of Canada?
Well, we'll start in British Columbia, and we'll move west, and we'll come around again from the east.
Great.
So, okay. Pardon? Yes, I'll cue you in.
Yeah.
So if you give your name, your location, and in a sentence, please convey the spirit of attunement that you bring to this call this morning. And we will be talking and presenting and doing other things in the call. So. Mm-hmm. Succinctly, please convey the spirit of attunement that you bring to this call this morning. And Barb, do you want to start?
Okay. This is Barb Duff at Edenvale, Icy Edenvale, and I bring the spirit of stillness. This is Philip Kotick at Edenvale, and I bring the spirit of sacredness.
Thank you. Well, this is Hugh Duff. You've heard from me already, but I bring the spirit of delight. So, Marilyn, take it away.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm here in Kamloops, British Columbia, Canada, and I bring the spirit of purification, the blue sky, the white snow, the purity of heart, which this evokes for me. I'm here and happy to be.
Okay. Is there anyone else in British Columbia? So let's try moving on to Hawaii.
Mm-hmm. It's Carol Robertson in Honoka Town, Hawaii. And I bring the spirit of warmth and blessing.
And it's Bill Robertson here in Honoka'a. And I bring the spirit of purification.
Thank you. And we could, unless there's an island in between with attunement practitioners or attunement lovers on, we could move to Gawler, to Australia.
Hi, I'm Jules.
Oh, all right.
Sorry.
Go, Jules.
How's this, Rita? Go ahead, Rita. I'm Jules Riverdale, and I bring the spirit of joy and blessing.
Ah, great.
Rita, would you like
and
to go?
I'm Rita. Okay. Can I come next? I'm Rita from Nyriopta, and I bring the blessing of loving empathy and joyousness.
Anyone else from Australia?
Yes, so this is Vicky, and I bring the spirit of communing.
Good morning. Oh. Good morning, good afternoon. This is Ruth, and I bring the spirit of possibility.
I heard another voice in there.
I think you've got the four of us. We're in three locations.
Okay, terrific. And after Cape Town, or we go to Cape Town, if I haven't missed anybody.
Thank you, Hugh. It's Annalisa here. I bring the spirit of radiance, strong sun from the summer here. That's me.
I'm Miriam, and I bring the spirit of sacredness.
And this is Howard. I bring the spirit of deep, caring attention in the spirit of the womb.
Okay. Hearing from Australia and Cape Town, that makes me feel warm already. So
let me cool you down. This is William from Montana, where it's 17 degrees.
Good. Okay, and Irena, could we hear from you?
This is Irena in Amstelveen, the Netherlands. And I bring a full heart of love blessing in a gentle way.
Welcome. Anyone else in England or Europe? Well, I guess there's nothing left for it. but to move to the United
States. It's all of me, Europe.
Wow.
Don't forget Eastern Canada.
Good. Who's checking in from Eastern Canada?
Okay, this is Michel from Quebec City, and I bring the spirit of unconditional love.
Great. Beautiful.
This is Nadia, and I can only bring the spirit of joy and thankfulness as I sit here listening to all of you, and I'm so happy to be here. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Wendy Crosman from the eastern side of upstate New York, and I bring the spirit of bridging all possibilities.
Beautiful.
Hi, it's Bill Crosman, and I bring the spirit of new beginnings.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Hello, all, and this is Dolores Choi, or Kiki, in Western New York, not too far from Bill and Wendy, and very close to Canada, Lockport, New York. And I bring the spirit of deep, deep gratitude, and especially for our beautiful friendship that grows deeper and deeper. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Kiki. And shall we move on west a bit?
Hello, this is Cheryl in Seattle, and I bring the spirit of joy and upliftment.
Beautiful.
This is John Flood at Sunrise Ranch, and I bring the spirit of new beginnings.
This is William in Montana. I bring the spirit of compassion.
Oh, that's welcome for sure.
Yeah.
This is Diana from... Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, this is Bob from Sunrise Ranch, and I bring the spirit of home.
And this is Diana from Sunrise Ranch, and I bring the spirit of fluidity amidst change.
Is there anyone else who'd like to check in? Okay, what a beautiful, I can just see this in my imagination. What a beautiful sight, attunement circling the globe, circling the earth. So thank you all. And Bob, would you care to read an attunement card?
Very good. I'll start right now. This is one of 49 attunement cards that David Karshir is producing at this time. And it's pre-edited, as he has said. It's entitled The Spirit of Life, card number 32. It begins with a prayer. I pray that you embrace life. When confronted with people who put you down, embrace life. Embrace your life, the surging power inside you, and the life path before you. When you are ignored by others and the world is passing you by, live. Feel the joy that is in your blood and in your bones, that original joy that was built in before you were born and which keeps flowing even now. Let it rip. And on a beautiful spring morning, when everything is bursting with color and your heart is overflowing, enjoy the ride. Choose the spirit of life in all things.
No one can do that for you. And nothing gets better if you shut it down. So no matter what happens, no matter what you are feeling, ask yourself the most essential of all questions. How do I let this power inside me out in the most creative way possible now? Dance. Sing. Don't wait. Do it now. Skip and laugh your way through life. The creative power in you is the same power that makes the sun shine and the earth turn. It is the power of all living things, giving birth to the nebulas and stars. It has been operating successfully for eons, and it didn't stop today. Nothing blocks it. But you could stop it working through you if you got all negative. Don't. What does that power want to create through you now? Open your mind to it. Think big. And invest that big thinking into all the little things you say and do. The spirit of life in you is a glorious thing. Now you may follow me on this meditation. Hold your hands 24 inches apart, as if they were both facing the middle of the throat of another person. Close your eyes. Allow to come to your awareness a person who is drawn to you to deepen their experience of the spirit of life. Allow that spirit to move through your hands to them. Notice that you perceive in the interchange. Notice what you perceive in the interchange and how it changes. Stay with that person until the exchange with them is complete. Repeat with whomever comes to mind next. Continue until the entire process feels complete. And so I will let you decide when this is complete. Thank you.
Well, thank you all. I trust you can hear me.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Those attunement cards bring a beautiful spirit, and you really brought it, Bob, and we really brought it. So thank you. And what we'd like to do in the rest of the call is ask people from different areas to speak for up to 5 minutes. Up to is the key word. And that's each. And up to 5 minutes each. And then we may have a little time left at the end, and we just throw that open for people's comments so that we'll all get our voice in there. We've been in there once. So Marilyn, would you care to look after this direction?
Sure. Thank you, Hugh. As Hugh was saying, we have various folks online who are have said they're willing to speak. And the first one is Vicky in Australia. The second, Howard in Cape Town. Arena for Europe. And Diana for Sunrise. And then I'll speak for British Columbia. So I would welcome Vicky at this time.
Thank you. I've just counted, there's 17 of us online. Well, there's more, but there's 17 little windows here that I'm looking at. And it's beautiful to start us off in this way. This year at Riverdale has been a wonderful time. We ran a series called Path of the Heart, and all up introduced about 12 people, new people, completely new people to the world of attunement. In thinking about it and looking back, there was some presentation time, more than anything we actually spent in practicing or doing experiential exercises. And so that what my intention was, and I was working mostly with Cynthia Helbig, because Christine came when she could because she was very busy with the leadership program. And so the emphasis was really on attunement being in your everyday life. And the response was thrilling, really. We had up to, I think, 8 or 9, or might have been 10, who were consistently with us. And so they did all three. There were three days, one half and 2 full days. And the response was, we became a family in the end, and such deep friendship and communication and communing amongst us over lunch or, you know, teas or something. It was beyond my expectations as to what came, what the result was. And so I feel very privileged. It's been incredible working with Cynthia and with Christine and three of us women, primarily bringing to focus the attunement this year. As for next year tomorrow, as of tomorrow, there There are many ideas, but at this point in time, to be honest, there's nothing, no particular clarity. There'll definitely be a flow on from this 2017. So I think I'll end there. And just to say that I feel so thankful for the team that I've had this year and for being able to work with people. We all learned. We were teaching them, but we were learning. And as I said, communing is probably a word that I would leave you all with. So thank you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
So thank you, Vicky. Beautiful to commune with you and with all of us. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to share something of a powerful magic that has been growing in our developing of the what we call the Gatehouse Attunement School. I think this is the third year, 2017. We had the pleasure of having John Flood with us last year in our second 2.5-day training course, and this year we did our third. But what I want to really share is that there's an evolution in the culture and the vision that we are we have sensed in the field, as it is everywhere in the world these days, where we are in South Africa. It's a volatile crucible of change, and where hearts have been awakened to a deep need to make a contribution that feels sustainable and worthwhile, attunement has come into its own. And what we have found is that the culture of our attunement teaching, as it's integrated the new energies of primal spirituality within the design of our attunement training courses, we have discerned and we've really felt that people really want to take more responsibility than learning a modality or another healing, accessing another healing resource, and want to participate in a transformative experience that feels significant. And so I just will mention the two global attunement days we've had this year and we will have again next year in 2018, where we set up a container and people come into an experience of taking responsibility for the world that we have created and then taking a position in that world using a lot of the processes that relate to healing chant, holding that charged emotional current, situations that are very real for people where there's gangsterism, violence, and whatever in the communities, and really seeing a profound shift as we bring the healing current through sound of attunement love. So I just touched that. Vicky, you mentioned the team that you're so grateful for. I want to reiterate that with Miriam, Annalisa, and I, and our support friends around us. We have moved into a phase now where, as I say, people are more keen to discover how to serve in the world than to learn something. And of course, that shift means that we are moving into deeper territory of unified radiation. People are reporting profound shifts in their own fields of relationship, primary relationships that are sustainable. They attribute that to the 2.5-day training experience they've had. Hugh, you kindly read a testimonial at our service webinar recently. So I just want to give you a feeling of there's a real deep wellspring generation occurring in 2017. And we have some really clear, solid building blocks that we will build on in the year to come as we listen carefully to what is it that we are serving through the attunement experience, which embraces all of these different facets that we're familiar with, the practice, the technique, but the way of life. But at this point, it's about how do we together create and change the world that so needs the power and the presence of love so desperately. So I think that really does it for me, and I'll pass it on to the next one.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
First, I was planning to speak in Dutch, so you could catch up in my attunement current, but I want to spare that to you. So I wrote it down. In the spirit of attunement, I like to share my words from the Netherlands for Europe, as I'm the only one now visible, as a blessing in our configuration now to attract what needed to be attracted. During the year 2017, new awareness is and has been taking place, and development of also my consciousness regarding how attunement works, the process of intensifying the life force. I feel that so much. It's all opening up a new space in my country and with the emissaries in Europe. After a long period of silence, as Phil and Ruth are now settling in the UK, makes also a new space for us all to come. So I've been very sensitive to the rhythms of what needed to happen here and over there. As you know, David has been visiting here in Europe in 2017. In Norway, the Netherlands, and in the UK. He brought also a healing chant workshop, what deepened the life force as well. What was a great and new experience. Now, attunement is so related to the relationships in my world. This January 2018, it looks that I'm going to share hands-on attunement with some women and couples. A few pregnant ones and a woman who is digesting the war traumas of her past. As Jane shared in the last service, we also do the work for one another and invite each other to do so, I experience. I think it's symbolic in the bigger picture. You know, the new space, the new birth, and also the old stories going and to let them go. Healing is taking place for my family and in the circle of friends. And what's healing from the past brings a new life. Or the other way around, a new life is being born, and then the past is totally gone. I'm going to work with energy concerning sober living this coming year, like having sunroofs, permaculture gardens, meeting a few groups and people. Kari Bai from Norway, who I spoke to, works in the spirit of attunement, pointing out her Bible group, yoga group, and her creative currents. And she gets also a new vision of what and how attunement works for her. And I do know that Lawrence, UK, is doing long distance attunement. I asked him if I could say that tonight. So he said yes. He is doing long distance attunement with the heated points on the earth. And his health, and is Tessa and Brian also working with some health issues. Long distance attunement worked well in those cases. So as you can hear, here are some gentle steps being taken, making people aware of attunement in 2018. And John Flood is considering that on his trip to Oman, he wants to do something with me in the Netherlands. But that will be considered together. So thank you for holding this all with me in the new to come. Irene is speaking from Europe.
Thank you, Irina. This
you.
Is Diana.
Thank you, Irina.
Thank you, Irina. This is Diana from Sunrise. It's good to follow you, hearing of all that's happening in Europe. I speak about Sunrise, what's been happening of late. We have a very strong team of 7 servers here at Sunrise. I'd name them because it helps to sort of bring a feeling not only of a visual, but of a vibrational feel for those of us who do share attunements regularly. Bob Ewing, Lyndall Green, John Flood, Carolyn Grucci, Dorian Black, Anita Kint, and myself. And there are many others who do in less formal ways serve, but we're the ones that provide a particular kind of grouping that serves in the sanctuary as well as in other places. And we provide this service to community members, of course. When full self-emergence is in session, we provide regular attunements for the interns. And of course, we have many, many guests that come to Sunrise in the different groupings that come to do their work, so to speak. And many of these people request attunements. Many of these are repeat groups that know of attunement and the value of it, and it's good to share this with them. We have also done in many circumstances attunement and healing chant together in our community meetings, at service times, and so on. So attunement takes many different forms. There are other times that are of emphasis. I'd mentioned that Bob, Lyndall, and myself all do long distance attunements at certain times during a week. Then Dorian focuses the radiation times on Wednesdays and Friday mornings from 8:30 to 9. And then we have World Blessing with Leanna and others at 11 a.m. regularly on Thursdays. So there's a lot happening that's ongoing. Some of it has been ongoing for many years. Looking to the future and what's possible in 2018, I have a feeling that Marilyn's going to speak a bit about this, but the attunement website is sort of coming out of Sunrise, spearheaded particularly by Heather Ryan, and she was telling me that they're ready this coming week to do review and testing, and hopefully with a launch of the website sometime mid-January. One of the things I have heard is a possibility that will be included on the attunement website is the 49 attunement cards. Also, possibly, something new that's beginning to emerge through Jane Anatrini is the exploration of how to train new servers here at Sunrise. People, there are a number who are very interested, and at the moment we don't have a formal attunement class happening. They are somewhat incorporated in the full self-emergence classes, but we don't have anything specific happening in attunement training. So this is something that Jane is wanting to explore, and we've got a couple people that will draw in perhaps and have some conversations to see where that will lead us. I'd also like to mention, there's one more thing just to give you a feeling of the flavor of, it's not exactly attunement in the formal sense of the word, but many of us received an email from one of our community members recently called Justin Deason. And he wrote quite a lengthy email about the essences and the facts depths of what is happening here at Sunrise. So just to conclude my part, I would just read a paragraph of what Justin had to say about the essence, in one sense, of attunement, but also in form. And here's what he said. So many have touched the out-of-doors through all seasons. The grounds crew, working diligently to keep us safe from the slick and slope, and the beauty of this home we call our own. Homekeeping sliding around determinedly in a snow-laden golf court cart that was once named Lucy. It had a crown, fair wings, red hair, and googly eyes. Ask Abby. It's a good story. The many volunteers alongside them too, and so many others in one way or another, no matter how small, it all adds up. The people that answered outside of their responsibilities to help cook, clean, bake, fix, repair trails, organize, gather, host, haul, advise, transport, purchase, donate, drive, heal, pray, hold, communicate, and so many other things that we may create the biggest extended family ever, the hands of many. And so thank you for hearing what I have to say about Sunrise.
Thank you very
Over
much.
To you, Marilyn.
Thank you. Just beautiful, and thank you for including the website and the possibility of training of new servers at Sunrise. All gorgeous news. And I just wish to convey also that the importance here in BC of the regular rhythm of person-to-person and distance attunements and attunement circles that are shared weekly. That's the background. That's the background of what it is that we are doing in consciousness consistently to allow what I'm going to convey here of these events that are happening in BC. It really is quite remarkable when you look at it. The first major event of this past year, 2017, was the attunement retreat at Edenvale. It was entitled Opening Energetic Gateways for a Creative Fulfilling Life. And wow, that's quite a title, isn't it? So David and Hugh were the ones who were steering that ship. And in the middle of all that, we had our annual attunement meeting, which during which we added two new members of our leadership team, and they are Raina DeGroof and John Flood. And we are so delighted to have them join us, Hugh Duff, Carol Robertson, and me. So at that event, there were around 25 people, and I'm noticing at Edenvale that that is a fairly consistent number at events. So in July, we had Ruth Buckingham and Phil Richardson join Hugh and others at Edenvale for an event entitled Attunement Conscious Creation. And this gathering in the middle of summer always begs to happen. We think, oh, maybe it won't happen, and here it comes again. And it's just a delight. And to have Ruth and Phil with us this year, it was really special to create together, I would say. And then they moved on here to Kamloops, where we had an event called Moving Towards Spiritual Mastery, Attunement, Moving Towards Spiritual Mastery, and that was on July 29th. And I want to mention the fact that David Karcher headed up somewhat of a vigil for the fire situation here in BC, and many, many of you were part of that support, and with Julie Baudette in the midst of the situation here, and it included the area of 100 Mile as well. And it was a powerful example of attunement in action. And I just want to thank you. Thank you for your support, your awareness, your blessing into that situation. Hugh again. He was a busy man this year. He offered an attunement presentation at Edenvale at our Evolve 2017 event. And that was coordinated. The event was coordinated by Jeannie Martin. And there were other individuals and organizations and modalities were present. We got to share in that dynamic with them, the essence of attunement. So that was a privilege indeed. There, let's see, what else have I got here? Yes, in November, six of us were present at the Interior Wellness Festival. We do this every year. We share around 70 or 80 attunements and attunement circles. And the people present were Josie Furica and Julie Bonnet, Hugh and Barb Duff, Phyllis Kotick, and me, and I sure hope I haven't forgotten anybody. And it was, we always love to get together to do this. It's a whole weekend. We work hard. We love it. And it is lots of fun. We meet very special people who keep coming back to us year after year. So I think that is the fullness of events for this year and the spirit of what it is we share in this area. And for 2018, I think I'd just like to invite you to Edenvale to the Attunement Retreat in April and the Attunement Guild annual meeting. And the events I've mentioned are usually on the calendar regularly as well, and there may be more. So thank you so much for sharing what is ours to bring, and I've just loved receiving what it is that you have brought as well. So I'll ask Hugh if he wants to receive further comments on what it is that comes next.
Well, thank you, Marilyn, and all. This is a magnificent ring. Yeah, we could just, we've got time for about 10 minutes of conversation, comments, questions, whatever. So let's just open it up.
This is Michelle from Quebec City. It's always a pleasure and a joy to be online with you guys. It's so creative and such a channel to offer love in a good situation. We're wonderfully together in this and creating together. It's a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know why the impulse is strongly with me to just bring something, and I think it's the it's just to celebrate the power of attunement in our world at this time. The opportunity that we've been sharing together now, and always to know that we're opening up a larger stage of influence. Mm-hmm. And that the purpose and the vision of attunement, if we go right back to the beginnings with Yironda and those around him, and the need in our world as the cycle accelerates for the government of love to come to focus in some way through the consciousness that's available. We found in a daily newspaper here just in the last 48 hours, Fiona Gavronsky shared it with some of us on WhatsApp, the most clear, beautiful expression of the identity of love as the alternative to the chaos and the static that's going on in the political arena, and that each one is an embodiment of that presence and that spirit. And in a way, the call was both to remembrance, but it was such a wonderful thing to see coming from an anonymous personage. None of us know who the person is. The point being that there is something birthing we speak of the Christ spirit of this time. There's something birthing of the work of a design that replicates what's already working at so many levels in the larger universal scheme of things. And as space frees up in our different areas of engagement with people, in our work with sustainability, all kinds of themes, there is something that's seeking to come to focus that is beyond education, and it is government, which was always the vision for the evolution of attunement consciousness. So I wanted to bring that because, and it is built on what you were saying, Marilyn, the backbone or the background of the regular things that we do in terms of events and radiation circles and practicums and introducing people to attunement, whatever our programs look like, and however regularly we share attunement with one another and with others in the sanctuary and mentoring and coaching and all of these things, that it's all assisting in developing the lines of force for, you could say, a more profound womb space for the birthing of a consciousness of divine government. And I just thank you for letting me just bring that current into our midst.
Thank you very much.
This is Bob Ewing, and I would like to convey that just in the spirit of what we've experienced here today with everyone, I know an increasing sense of assurance and victory with you all living the life of attunement. It's becoming very, very, very real. Mm-hmm. And there's all kinds of little situations that could go bad and cause people to go away. But there's so many opportunities just trusting the magic of the ascending quality that we each bring, that there's a way through every situation for people to find new ways to be associated with us and to know themselves in a greater way. And we have all kinds of little situations, but also on the world scene. Mm-hmm. Live in that assurance and expectation and victory, knowing you are all there and many more, allows a great amount of magic and for everything to work in an ascended way.
Thanks, Howard and Bob. I was thinking along similar lines as I'm more in tune with divine government than I offer it, and it's not the demanding kind of thing that I once thought it might be. There's a gentleness to it that goes along with an inevitability. And it has great deal of power, but it's like a breeze rather than a typhoon. And I think we sometimes forget just it's the same power, the breeze or the typhoon. It's the same power. Mm. And so there's something in my heart that feels so much more at ease with just that touching, just that inevitability of blessing and receiving and surrendering and accepting the degree of my influence because I am in that space.
Hello, this is Phyllis Kotick. Yesterday I was sharing a long distance attunement with someone, and it was, we were having our ice storm, and the attunement was flowing, and then towards the completion of, I think I was at the pancreas, and the spirit of blessing was present. And then there was an amazing effulgent experience for me. And it was like the Christ spirit just was filling the space within me. And I'm sure in the person who I was sharing an attunement with, although I never called them after. And before I realized, what was happening was that the wind, which had been very severe, all of a sudden just settled down to nothing. And it was an amazing experience. And I love how Jane put it, that it is the Christ spirit that was so present and allowed something different to be experienced. And that is powerful when we aren't expecting something, but just offering from a clear place. Thank you.
Thank you, Phyllis.
Thank you.
In all our living and our working with attunement and sharing that great gift with many other people, I think it is to let the spirit be in the wind. There's lots of forces acting in the earth and on the earth and on the people and through the people, and yet there is a creative aspect that we bring. And I think it's through our love of the attunement current, through our love of the spirit of attunement, and our valuing of that great gift, that we bring this aspect of balance into the field. And that's one thing that I, in my days with various people in attunement, listening and learning from different people, that was common, was this thing of balance, of letting the balance be restored in the earth. We don't have to rebuild the earth. It's a matter of letting the balance be restored, because the creative forces are there already, and the creative cycle is just loving to come through us and through attunement, and to bless anyone who's willing to turn their heart in that direction. And so this morning, as we look into, and this evening and tomorrow morning, whatever day it is for you, as we look into a new year, I think we have this sensing of promise. This sensing of what we have to offer, and of the richness that has been offered to us, and the richness that's in the beauty that is still in this earth, and it's still in all of us. And it just wants out into expression. So thank you all for this great, delightful call. And I needed a Christmas gift or a New Year's present, this is it.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year,
everyone.
I love you.
Joyous New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Love you all.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we did it.